Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1932, Tanya A. Gibbs and Kim Juan L. Gibbs.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 1932 for Tanya A. Gibbs and Kim Juan L. Gibbs for an automotive sales lot based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, at this point, the application is too speculative. The applicants did not provide enough detail about their plans for the use, how many cars will be offered for sale, how the sale will be conducted, where customers would park, etc. Two, the proposed use is incompatible with the surrounding area. There are no other uses as intensive as a used car lot in the vicinity of this site. Three, the proposed use is inconsistent with the applicant's current use of the site as a daycare center. Mixing small children and parent pickups with used car sales and the traffic generated by a used car lot could lead to a dangerous situation on the site or adjacent roadways. Four, the proposed use is better suited for a location where the property zoning already exists or along a major arterial roadway. Five, in summary, I'm not satisfied that the applicant made a sufficient record to support the approval of this application in this location.
I'll second that motion.
So moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1932, Tanya A. Gibbs and Kim Juan L. Gibbs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.